If thoughts of more winter have you down, perhaps thoughts of the river and sky music and camping festival, happening July 24th to 27, will get you through the next few months. To beat these January blues, climate change blues, and political blues, River and Sky Music and Camping Festival is launching its 2025 festival with early bird passes and a call out to artists and vendors, reads a release from the organizers of the longtime Northern Tradition. The 17th edition of the festival takes place along the Sturgeon River, at Fisher's Paradise in the community of Field, West Nipissing. River and Sky isn't just a festival. It's a celebration of music, art, and Northern Ontario's nature, states the release. The four-day gathering will feature more than 40 emerging and celebrated Canadian indie music acts, along with international ones, in a landscape of pine trees, rivers, and starry skies. Past headliners at the festival include The Sadies, Orville Peck, Pup, Ruby Waters, Black Mountain, Isonabe, Wintersleep, Hawaii Mighty, and Chad Van Galen. International acts that have blown audiences away at past festivals include Antibalas, Frankie and the Witchfingers, Alton Gunn, Little Mazern, and MDOU Mokhtar. In addition to music presented over several stages and art installations that light up the night, there are artisan crafters, locally sourced eats from food vendors, and workshops. And if you need a breather, take a dip in the Sturgeon River, heat up in one of two saunas, or simply stretch out under the sun. Early bird passes are available at riverandsky.ca until they sell out. River and Sky organizers note that the purchase of early passes, in advance of the lineup launch, help get the festival rolling. River and Sky is also seeking applications from artists, musicians and bands. Find out more about applying on their artist submission page. To apply to showcase your wares in 2025, please see River and Sky's vendor application page. And the call is also out for volunteers, as River and Sky relies on the energy and talents of its volunteers to make the festival happen. Those who are interested can learn more here.